Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
When John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. Those who are blind receive their sight. Those who are lame walk. Those with leprosy are cleansed. Those who are deaf hear. The dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the dominion of heaven is greater than he." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. And children, if you would please come forward for a brief message, or help me proclaim the good news this day. Welcome all. Is there a place for it? Yeah, okay. So the story that I just read talks about a whole bunch of people who went out into the wilderness to look for something. My question today is, what are we all gathered around to look for? Or what were those people out in the wilderness looking for?
A tree.
A tree. Okay. What else? But the tree is going to be a very good answer in the end. Yes. What else were they looking for, do you think? What would you be looking for? Yeah. You always answer Jesus, and it's right. Yeah. But that's correct. That is correct.
What did she say?
She said Jesus. Good. What else? Wisdom.
Leaves
on the tree, I'll bet. Yeah. And what else? What would you be looking for? Food? Yes. I'll bet some of them were, because lots of these people were very, very poor, and they needed food. So, yeah. Water? Yes, and what did Jesus say? The people who came out, they would get water, they would get food, they would see lots of good things. I wonder, and what do you think Jesus might have been looking for when he was out there, Avery? People in need, yeah?
Without baby Jesus.
Good people? What if there were some bad people? He would take them anyway. I think we could all say amen, right? And call it good. Yes.
At my house, I have a manger, a baby Jesus.
Very good. He's named Dominic for a particular reason, right? Yes, that's right. Well, I think the great thing about that is, yes, we all go out and look for something we need in hearts. It might be water, it might be food, it might be for someone to take us in when we're not so good. And I wonder what Jesus was looking for. Jesus was looking for people. Why do you think we've all gathered here? Because Jesus is looking for us. I want you guys to know this day that Jesus has come to look for you, us, all of us together. Yes. And we will, yeah, we will know him, it says in here, by he gives water to those who are thirsty. He gives food to those who are hungry. He gives love to those who need love. That's all of us, right? So we give thanks today that Jesus sends. Well, and when he finds us, what does he send us out to do then? What will we be looking for? I think, well, I'll tell you later on if you don't have an idea now. Yes? Other people who might be in need. And we'll think about that through the rest of the sermon. So we give thanks this day that Jesus has come to look for us all and finds us where we are in need. So let's join together and we'll have a prayer before you go. Yes. Shall we pray for all those who are looking for Jesus and need to find him, huh? Almighty God, we give you thanks this day that you have come to find each of us in your heart, that you have come to feed us, to give us drink, to give us the food of life. We give thanks for all of these children. We ask your blessing upon them to always keep them in your heart and to send them forth with good spirit to be good news for others. In Jesus' name we pray. All say amen. 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 Thank you all. So the tree will come up later. So Jesus asked the people three times. An important question. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? It kind of reminded me, sister, of your question, you know, the artist question. We all have a question in our hearts. What do we go out to see? Or what is it that we see? Or what do we hope to see? A reed shaken in the wind? A royal person? A prophet? And this inquisitiveness is lifted up even before, because John sends his disciples to ask. They ask Jesus, are you the one who is to come? Are you the one whom we are looking for? What do we see when we see you? As I was speaking with the children, hopefully I was also speaking to us all, would that question also be ours? Question put to us, what are you seeking? Is that question not also in our hearts? What are you looking for? For hope? For meaning? Coherence in life? A future? A job? A relationship? The election was tumultuous, maybe divisive. All the campaigning leading up to it was that, but it also spoke of a unification as well, that everybody, one way or another, is looking, asking. Despite all the division among us, there's a unity in that search for something to complete us, to fill us, to make us real. What did you go out to see? What are you looking for? We are looking for that which gives us life. The children said water, our food, our love. We were looking to be our authentic selves, to be alive in who we are, in who we are created to be. Are you the one to come, we asked Jesus. Are you the one to come to give life? To show us the way? John's question confesses that he isn't the one. He's looking beyond himself. He needed something more than his own efforts, his own abilities, even his own vision. And he also experienced in the political realities of the day, because he was sending his disciples from jail, that political reality would shortly kill him. It was not designed, he knew, for life for all. And that's a spiritual reality to which we can legitimately hold all of our political systems, that life be given to all people. We confess in our questioning the need to look beyond ourselves. Are you the one? Are you the one to call us to life, to give us hope, to give meaning, to call us to be the person we were created to be? Are you the one to do this for all people? I think it's a great lesson because Jesus does not say, yeah, that's me, or I am the one, even though that's a famous phrase throughout a lot of the Gospels. He does not say it's about me. He does not say, yes, I'm this royal one that you've been waiting for. And isn't really that what all of the temptations that he experiences are about? To suggest that it's all about me, what I am? His answer is, look, see. That word see pops up repeatedly in the lesson. See what is happening. Look at what gives life. Look at the actions that give life. Look at the relationships that give life. Look at what I give. The blind receive their sight. The lame walk. The leper is cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised. The poor have good news preached. He doesn't say, look at the royal birth, or the virgin birth for that matter. His authority, his legitimacy to answer the question is in the life he gives, in the faithfulness to the one who sent him, the very creator of life. And blessed, he says, blessed, shall we say, full of life are we, are those who take no offense in the one that gives life to all. Jesus brings healing, he brings sight, and food for life by giving himself. He always sees. He always sees the other. He always sees the children. He always sees you. Jesus rejects no one in need. He welcomes, he identifies, he becomes one with. He brings the very promises of God to all in his very person. Blessed are those who take no offense in me, because you will find life in following me. But all of us know in our hearts, in our experience, that offense is taken. And those who take offense at his welcome to all, the promise of life to all, separate themselves from Jesus and the one who sent him for life. But even so, Jesus does not abandon us, you or me or anyone, to our offense, to our fear, to our prejudice, or our self-serving. All offense, and here's where the tree comes back, all offense he bears on the cross, on the tree. It's there we see the fullness of his divinity. And he blesses us from that place with forgiveness and with the promise of life, resurrection life even. What are you looking for? And always, he is calling us to live in him and in relationship of life that he has with all people. So with the children in Christ, now we become those about whom it is written, see, I am sending you before me to bring good news to the poor, sight to the blind, food to the hungry, hope to the hopeless, good news to the poor. Amen.